The story that we're discussing today on Left, Right and Center, the SpiceJet staff member who was arrested for slapping an assistant sub-inspector of the CISF personnel at the Jaipur airport on Thursday has now alleged that she was sexually harassed, which is what led to her actually slapping him. She claims he used sexually explicit language, even threatened to have her fired, which led to this incident. Some very suggestive language was used by him. And on the other hand, the ASI filed a complaint stating that she had slapped him during an argument about security screening at the airport. Now, while the staffer was arrested that same day and then released on bail today, there seems to have been no action against the CISF man. A case has been filed by SpiceJet and the police will be investigating. This video on your screens shows the female SpiceJet employee slapping the CISF man after this heated argument. And this video, of course, has gone viral and led to many reactions. Let's now take a look at what the staffer said after she made bail. As we said, SpiceJet is standing by her and the case has been filed against the CISF ASI.
रोज सुबह 4:30 बजे मतलब रोज मैं वही काम करती हूं 11 तारीख की बात है सुबह 4:30 बजे मैं अपना काम ही कर रही थी तो बोलता सीधे-सीधे कहां जा रही हो गिरिराज सर जो थे कहां जा रही हो हमें भी अपना सेवा पानी का मौका दो फिर मैंने कहा लेडीज कांस्टेबल को बुलाओ मेरे फ्रिस्किंग के लिए तो कहता है एक मतलब फिर उसने वापस बात अपना हो गया कि एक रात रुकने का क्या लोगी तुम मेरा कहा मान लो तुम चैन मिलेगा तुम्हें तुम्हारा काम जल्दी हो जाएगा ऐसे तो फिर मैंने कहा मैं पुलिस कंप्लेन कर दूंगी तो वो कहता है कि तुम मेरा तो कुछ बिगाड़ नहीं सकती हो तुम जैसे बाजारू औरत मैंने बहुत देखा है तुम्हारी नौकरी निकलवा दूंगा तुम्हें भीख मांगने का हो जाएगा अगर तुम मेरा कहा नहीं मानोगी
All right, so very shocking claims made by the SpiceJet staffer against the CISF ASI. He, on the other hand, has claimed that she got angry because they were asking for the frisking to take place, for the security checks to take place. She demanded women officers be called who were, you can see them personnel, were there when the slapping took place. Well, to talk more about this case, we're now joined by Parvez Damania, former director, Kingfisher Airlines, Jamal Khan, former DIG, CISF, Ashutosh Srivastav, Advocate Supreme Court, and Shamina Shafiq, former member of the National Commission for Women. Thank you all for joining us. And Mr. Khan, I'd like to begin with you and you know, get your comments and opinions on this entire incident. The video, which has gone viral, is, of course, very shocking to see the manner in which the woman is slapping the CISF ASI. But then what she has claimed against him about the kind of statements that she says he made to her, which enraged her and led to the slapping, are also very, very shocking. And on the face of it so far, it seems no action has really been taken against him.
Good evening, Gargi, and good evening to all the panelists on the NDTV. At the outset, I would like to tell you, incidentally, I have been the airport chief security officer at Jaipur Airport many years back. Right. And I've also served as a deputy commissioner in the BCIS for many years. So the protocol that are there about the security and the dealing with the staff and the civilians and the airline staff are very strict and they are being followed in letter and spirit. And I must tell you a few things before I comment on this particular thing.
Sure.
It is about the, first of all, the selection procedure for the airport security staff in the CISF is very stringent. And after many stages, these people are selected and they are being placed there. And secondly, the various training programs undergo on the soft skills for these CISF personnel as to how they should behave with the civilians, airline staff, passengers and everybody. Also, the refresher training programs are being conducted for the CISF personnel who are at the airport periodically. So the possibility of CISF personnel misbehaving in any manner is still a very questionable thing. And the important thing that has to be understood that it's a very core security area at the airport. So the security protocols cannot be compromised at any stage. And in line with that, as we see in the video, that probably the CISF officer on duty over there would have certainly asked for the frisking which was required. And suddenly a lady's CISF staff was required to frisk her. In between, of course, this thing took place and very well. You can see the lady is slapping ASI over there. And imagine the restraint this boy, this officer has had, that he did not react. Only the lady staffer of the CISF has whisked her away. So it can be very well seen that CISF officer has not reacted. So you can very well see that CISF people are being trained in such a manner that how they should conduct themselves in the very pressing situation like these, where you are seeing on the screen that the lady is slapping him. He has not reacted, and see that he has been keeping calm, and he has just was surprised to see. And I see no reason why...
Though, sir, we don't... You know, she's made these claims about certain things that he said to her, and, you know, we can't hear any of that. We don't know. But that is what she has said, and what enraged her and then led to this slapping incident.
You see, this is a matter of investigation and subject to the inquiry. And since the police case has been launched, and certainly the police will take care of this part of it. However, at the face of it, there are so many CISF personnel, and also I am seeing some SpiceJet staff over there. Inquiry could be conducted, and they could be talked to about this and come to know as to what transpired between the officer and the lady staffer of the SpiceJet. I'm sure they should not. They can always come out on this issue.
And, right. And what we understand so far from the CISF is that, you know, currently they're waiting for the police to conduct its investigation into this entire matter. Pervez Damania, your comments on this. It's also good to see that the airline is standing by their staffer. You know, she's made some very serious claims. Action so far has only been against her. She was jailed and then she did make bail. The lawyer for the airline has also claimed that, you know, she's had no past history of any sort of, you know, incident like this, that her behavior has never, you know, been unruly in this manner or given to anything. Of course, this is something that the lawyer is saying. But your comments on this entire case, a very sensitive matter, very shocking to see the CISF ASI being slapped in this manner, but also very shocking to hear what this lady has claimed.
Oh, I heard what she said, and I find it, I'm sorry to say, but I find it extremely hard to believe that the CISF officer would have said such things to her. Even if he did, let's assume for 1 minute that even if he did, she has no right to raise a hand on an officer of the government and hit him in this way. She should have filed a complaint, followed the protocol. She cannot hit a CISF officer this way. And I think the man has been in complete control himself. And I don't think anybody is right to hit anybody this way. I'm sure she could have complained and followed up, but the government and the CISF officers would have taken strict action. So I find her reaction to be very harsh, very sudden. And some of the things she said seem like an afterthought. Like Mr. Khan said, the protocol and the procedure for selecting officers that reach and work at the airport is very strong, very high, and the system is very solid and well in its place. So I find this whole situation hard to believe. Of course, SpiceJet will stand by their officer and will take their side. But let's see now, once the inquiry takes place, we will know the exact situation. But on the face of it, I think that woman just, maybe she was asked to follow the protocol, the system of checking and stuff like that. She just lost her cool and slapped him, which is wrong in the first place. That's what I think.
Right. At this point, you know, we're just speculating really. But the question is, you know, women find it very difficult to be believed when they say such things. And, you know, currently we can't imagine somebody in uniform would make such lewd suggestions. But Ashutosh, come in here as a lawyer. What are your comments on this? Now it's a matter of police investigation. The office, the ASI has claimed certain that, you know, she was just agitated because he asked her to follow the protocol. She has made these very serious charges. Yes. As has been pointed out, it's come many hours after her arrest and then making bail. So your comments as, you know, the legal voice here.
Yes, see, as we know that both of them have their, you know, counter allegations against each other. And in the video, we can see that this woman is hitting the CISF officer, which is very evident and clear. And I think whatever the CISF officer would have done, what she is claiming, because she is making some serious allegations against the officer, And now we can see that there are many witnesses standing nearby. I think it's a matter of investigation, of course. And these witnesses can be examined, you know, by the police when this lady goes and files the complaint. Because then I think under Section 218 of BNSS, the sanction will be required, because this is an officer who is a public servant. And to file any proper FIR or a complaint against a public servant, generally sanction is required. And we know that under the new laws, 120 days time has been given to the government. And within that time, they have to either provide the sanction, or they can reject the sanction. Or if they don't provide within 120 days, it will be assumed that the sanction has been granted. And then the FIR can be registered. And in this particular case, I think she can also register FIR under Section 75 for sexual harassment. And I think this CISF officer would have registered the FIR as of now, because that is the reason she would have been arrested for slapping him when he was on duty. Because under Section 132 of the new law, BNS, which says that no public servant can be deterred from discharging his duties. So both the ways, and I think I agree to some extent to Mr. Damania, who said that if the officer would have done any sort of unlawful activity or outraged her modesty or maybe made some lewd comments, she had all the rights to go and file the proper complaint. She could have followed the due process of law. And this is what I think would be suggestible for any citizen. They should not take laws in hand. I do understand at times, because of the feet of anger, somebody takes the laws in hand because something becomes intolerable at that point of time. But still, the due process of law should be followed. We have the laws in this country, and I think nobody is above law, whoever it is, whether it is CISF officer or this lady. So there are counter allegations against each other, and it is obviously a matter of investigation which will give a clarity as to who is at fault and what led to this lady to take such a step of hitting this CISF officer. She must be under a lot of stress or whatever could be the reason to take such a harsh step instead of following the due process of law.
No, absolutely. And, very serious allegations made by her. But again, as you said, if such statements had been made to take this very drastic step, as we've seen the manner in which she slaps him, is quite shocking. Shamina Shafiq, your comments, on this entire episode and what we're discussing, how there's been action against the lady, the woman, she's been arrested, she's now out on bail. But so far, we haven't seen any action against the CISF, ASI, what we understand is that from the CISF is that they're waiting for the police inquiry to be completed.
See, at the face of it, obviously, I mean, slapping or for that matter, hitting any government personnel is illegal, unlawful, and apparently an FIR was lodged and she was also put behind bars for that. But at the same time, we need to understand what instigated a woman in the presence of six people to slap a duty officer on duty. There must have been something. No sane person would just go and slap someone, right? There must have been something which obviously instigated this entire incident. So I think what is important is to have a fair inquiry and see to it, because harassment at workplace is nothing new. Sexual harassment at workplace is there, and it is very much there everywhere. All women know this, irrespective of where they work and how they work. We all know this. So sometimes, it's very easy to say, even if the lewd comments were passed, she should have actually maintained her calm and she could have lodged the complaint. But sometimes you just, react to what has been said to you. And apparently this is how it happened. So if at all such lewd comments were passed or such remarks were passed, there are people, almost six people who are there present when this entire incident happened. So I think a proper inquiry needs to be conducted. And we cannot brush off the thing just because the person is wearing a uniform, just because he's in uniform. You cannot say, it cannot happen. Obviously, something very wrong happened that point of time, which actually made the woman so angry that she had to slap a person. I mean, no woman, no human being for that matter is going to. And besides, I mean, I've learned that this woman was on duty for almost 5 years. It's nothing. It's not like she's a young or a trainee who doesn't know how to behave or who doesn't know the
protocol. Right, absolutely. She's somebody who's been there for a while. The kind of comments that, you know, that she was... that suggestions that the person made to her are also quite shocking. It's always, Sir Shamina Shafiq, very difficult for women to also be believed when they make such claims, though it's also being pointed out how she has, you know, said this much later. You know, sources in the CISF have also pointed out this out, that it was much later that she made all these claims, and they're implying it's almost like an afterthought.
Possibilities are both ends, right? So yes. Proper investigation and to ensure that the woman, or for that matter, the police personnel, the CISF personnel, no one should actually get scot-free, frankly. I mean, just because she's a woman, we cannot say, no, she's always right. And just because if a person is in uniform, we cannot say, no, he would have been right. So we need to get into the core of it. I think that is more important.
Right. You know, so finally, Jamal Khan, if you can, you know, share with us, one is wondering about, you spoke about the kind of training and that one imagines gender sensitivity is also part of the training that the CISF undergoes, you know, and again, it's very shocking to see this video that we're playing on loop there, but and to have a person in uniform being slapped in this manner. But once again, finally, you know, the claims that this lady has made and those statements, it's not the first time that people in uniform have misbehaved with women.
You see, Gadki, I also want to add one thing here. With my experience, I'm not sure whether this is correct in my saying, because since I was not there or I am not able to privy to the discussion over there. I also want to say, in the morning hours, generally the staffers from the various airlines, they try to ration to go through the security protocols, wherein sometimes they get delayed in reporting for the duty, especially in this case when you see the early hours of the morning. So possibility is there that she is rushing in and she wanted to go through without probably waiting for the security protocol to be followed. So that may have led to any kind of argument over there, which is, of course, not seen in this. I'm just presuming that. And the most important thing, you can see it from the scene, that this officer who was there, he has not reacted. It says volumes about the CISF training and the soft skills and the behavior of the CISF persons vis-a-vis the women when they are dealing with the women. I'm sure it speaks volumes, but nevertheless, there is an inquiry on and the police is investigating the matter. Let's see where it comes through. But at the face of it, when you are seeing on the ground and the video that you are seeing, it shows that...
That's all we have, the video, sir. So, yeah. I mean, a lot of speculation here, but as you said, we have to wait for the inquiry. But we just wanted to talk about this case, whether it's been one-sided action, whether the uniform has protected the man. The lady went to jail. She's now out on bail. But I guess even the CISF all are waiting for the police inquiry into this entire matter. Let's see how that progresses. I'm completely out of time. Thank you all for joining us on the program on NDTV to discuss this, you know, very serious incident that has taken place, serious claims also made by the lady against the CISF ASI. We'll leave it there. Thank you all for watching. Good night.